Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Corey to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you would like to play any of our games on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or you can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can play this week's quiz and find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Kelly in Madison, Mississippi.
Madison, Mississippi?
Yeah. How are y'all?
We all are pretty good. Is that what one says? No, we...
Yeah, that'll do. Yeah.
All right.
She's lost interest already.
I'll just drop the accent.
Roy, maybe Roy can translate.
That would work.
All right. Kelly, it's nice to have you with us. Now, you're going to play Who's Corey this time? Corey Flintoff is going to read three more quotes from the week's news. If you correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
All right. I'm going to try.
All right. That's all we ask of you. Here's your first quote.
Will this lead to a new flowering of turd blossom?
That was Tom Curry of MSNBC asking the question that was on everybody's mind this week as who was told he would not be indicted in the Plamegate investigation?
Karl Rove?
Exactly right. The president's architect, who was nicknamed Turd Blossom by the president, not by us, will not be frog-marched out of the White House, as so many in the left had hoped. His lawyers revealed they had received news that Rove will not face any charges, and Rove celebrated by flying to New Hampshire, where he denounced the Democrats. And then, just because he was feeling all bubbly, he successfully engineered the election of a chihuahua to be that state's governor. Here's your next quote.
All of them should just keep their mouths shut, and Ben Bernanke, just shut up.
That was a financial expert of the New York Post telling Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke and his colleagues to button it because every time they open their mouths, what goes down?
The stock market?
Of course, yes. The stock market, yes. Over the past month, every time Ben Bernanke has opened his mouth to talk about inflation, interest rates, what he had for breakfast, everybody takes their money out of the stock market and invests it in Beanie Babies. It just... We think that Bernanke has missed the main lesson from his predecessor Alan Greenspan's tenure. When you open your mouth to speak, make sure that no one has any idea what you're saying.
I just want to give a special kudos to Corey for the acting of that last quote.
That was good.
Truly.
I thought that was really passionate.
Truly.
I was going to guess that it was Olivier who said it.
Yeah. Based on that. All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
I'd like to encourage NPR to pay more attention to poetry and the cable networks with the possibility of HBO doing something.
That's a man named Donald Hall encouraging us at NPR to do more with poetry. This week, Mr. Hall was named to what important position?
I somehow know this. He's the poet laureate.
He is. Of course he's the poet laureate. I'm not surprised, you know, with all the millions of people dialing in to vote in the final show to see who got the job. It was so exciting. Mr. Hall became the 14th Poet Laureate of the United States this week, a very important position. He will have absolute control over the nation's supply of black berets. And plus, this is interesting, a perk by law, all the sensitive girls in drama class have to write about him in their journals. We just want to say... Though, Mr. Hall, if you're listening, there's no earthly way we at NPR could do more poetry than we already do. For example, I don't know if anybody's noticed this. For 6 years now, Corey has done the newscasts in iambic pentameter.
But, you know, now that The Sopranos is going off the air, I see a hole.
In HBO?
Sure, poetry hole.
Edie Falco is the Belle of Amherst.
Amy is related, you know, to the Belle of Amherst.
Are you really?
Yeah. Are you really?
Well, she's dead.
Yeah, but you don't.
But hold on. Amy Dickinson is related to Emily Dickinson.
That's awesome. Wow.
And Angie Dickinson and anyone else named Dickinson.
Yeah.
That's just my blanket. Yeah.
Do you know this? I'm sorry. While we're in the topic of Emily Dickinson,
I love that the policewoman of Amherst. That's
right.
Awesome.
Pepper.
I once heard, and I have discussed this with Roy in the past, that all of Emily Dickinson's poems, every single one, could be sung to the tune of the Yellow Rose of Texas.
Yeah.
So, for example,
because I would not stop for death,
they kindly stop for me.
Yeah. Everybody knows that, sure.
Wow. No one would ever confuse this with a morning zoo show.
I just want to say, if Mr. Hall is listening, that was for you. That was for you, Poet Laureate. Anyway, Corey, how did Kelly do in our quiz?
Kelly Hicks got all three right, meaning that she wins Carl Castle's voice on her home answering machine.
Very well done.